Nico Hines is one of the most talented players in the game, and he's got a mindset coach in his corner. But when it comes to the big moments, he's still struggling to take control. So what's missing? In this episode, I'm diving into the deeper layers of performance, the stuff that goes beyond mindset, because the world of personal development has so much more to offer sport, leadership, and life. And if you're chasing consistent high performance, this might just be the piece you've been missing. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I really feel for Nico Hines at the moment. He's had a few moments he would like to have played back again, the opportunity to ice some games, and he just hasn't been able to step up to the level required. And I guess that's where he is now. He's a really good player. I mean, he's won the Player of the Year, the Dally M Award, but he's just not able to take his game to the next level at this point. So much pressure on him, there's so much expectation, and he just seems to be one of those players that people want to have a crack at. And I get that, right? He's got a high profile. He's there as the big money signing, a lot of pressure on him to perform. What you might not know is he has a mindset coach. And that's awesome because, as you hear me talk about, having the right mindset is so important. What it also shows up, though, is that it's so much more than mindset. Because if it was just mindset, he's got a great coach, a reputable coach that's doing a great job. If it was just about mindset, he'd be able to own those moments. But there's a whole lot more that comes into it. There's an ability part, self-belief, repetition, all of the physical, technical training that they do. But here's where the parts of the personal development industry come into it, which are only just being delved into now in the world of sport. I see more and people from where I've operated for the last 10 plus years coming into the sports space, which is awesome because this is what's needed. And it's also a great place for us to share what's possible for everyone through a lens of something like sport that is so high profile. To me, there's obviously some stuff from his past that's still playing out, different patterns of behavior. It's been well documented. He's had some mental health challenges over the years. But sometimes it's not these demons that people make out them to be. Sometimes it's just patterns that have been created from a very young age that are just repeating. And I don't want to go into his personal circumstances because I don't know anything about it really apart from what I've read on the news. But what I know is that sometimes people repeat patterns to have a need met. And we all have these main six needs. There's actually more of them, but there's sort of main six needs that we have from a behavioral perspective. And from a young age, we get really good at having our needs met if they're not being met. And when you're really little, sometimes that's crying to get attention. Sometimes it's different patterns of behavior that maybe worked back then, but then you keep repeating them and they're not the best. I think I've talked about before how, for me, like getting attention, I got attention from emotional reactions. I was a sensitive child in need of deep connection, and when I didn't get it, I found a way to get connection, even if it wasn't a positive way. So I'd pick a fight, I'd get myself in trouble, but I'd get attention. And that's a pattern that repeated for a long time until I broke it. There was another pattern of using injury and illness to get attention. Everyone's running these patterns, hundreds of them. I've managed to peel those two back, but I've got other patterns that I've had to work on. I've got others that are showing up now that I still need to work on. This is not about saying that we're perfect or we're healed or we've overcome all these different challenges. There's just another challenge around the corner. You're just getting better at dealing with it. But if you think about the modalities that are in the personal development space, anything from using NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, to reprogram the mind, timeline therapy, hypnosis. There's a whole lot of other modalities which have all of these really colorful names. But ultimately what they're doing is it's a rewiring of the brain by removing those old past beliefs. But again, using these personal development tools that just aren't widely used. I hear people in the personal coaching, the life coaching, the business coaching space talk about how it's a saturated market and there's too many coaches out there and it's, you know, so hard. And it's like, well, no, because the everyday person, they don't know a lot of personal coaches. And some of the people listening to this work in the same space as me, so they do. But I'm sure a lot of you also, you don't. Maybe you're the only person, maybe I'm the only person that you know who works in that space. But most people, you ask them, and they're like, oh, no, I'm not even sure what a coach does. I'm not sure what a life coach does. Well, to me, that's great because what an opportunity. But I can tell you that people in that industry, they learn all these different modalities, and it's common practice. But you take it out to the wider world, and because it's unknown, there's a level of uncertainty, maybe a bit of fear around what it is. And whenever someone comes to work with me, I always say the same thing. It's like, this is not about me diving deep into your world because we're going to uncover some awful hidden truth. It's just not how it works. I mean, sure, you may have something that you know is there that you need to address, but when you're sitting there going, oh, I think there's this, and it's not about having some repressed memory that we're going to bring to the surface. It's about breaking these patterns of a lifetime and using the right modality for you. I don't go in and go, oh, today I'm going to use this particular technique that I've learned and I'm going to heal this person. I'm going to fix them right up. No, it's not like that at all. It's like, what is the pattern that's been showing up? How's it been showing up? Where might that have shown up before? Where does it show up in other areas? Looking for the patterns, and then can we just rearrange it so it comes out in a different way? Because this is like the next frontier for sport. I'm working with a professional golfer at the moment. It's really exciting because a lot of the things that I'm teaching him, he's familiar with a lot of mindset work, but a lot of the things that I'm showing him, because he's a high performer already, he's just embracing it, he's taking action, and he's getting some incredible results already. And that excites me because it's like, oh, wow, like this is someone who's been immersed in this high performance space for a long time. He's getting amazing results. Like, what else is possible? And I could come back to the same place around my purpose is I know the impact that sport can have on the world. Back when I, just before the pandemic hit and I was working in that sport space a lot, late 2019, early 2020, I was having conversations with people going, we can actually change so much of humanity through sport because it's like we'll hit mass numbers because we can show what's possible. And that you could think of great examples in the world of sport who have already made a positive contribution by the difference that they've made in a positive way. Well, imagine if every athlete was doing that. Imagine if we could break some of these patterns of some of these athletes who have had a tough upbringing and help them to be role models. A lot of them come out the back of their career and then they have this epiphany and then they're doing it afterwards, which is awesome. And that's really important too for them to continue to find that purpose. But what if they could be doing it while they're playing, still get that balance right? Again, this is what's possible. So if we again apply it to your own situation, it's more than just mindset. Yes, it's important to be strong and to be able to stand up in certain places mentally and to be able to take certain action, but sometimes you are going to keep running into the same brick wall unless you bring in a circuit breaker to change it. And like I said, that's where this personal development industry has got so many tools and so many systems and modalities to help you change your thinking, change your mindset, and to be able to get all new results. So I hope Nico finds his way. I hope he gets through the other side. I hope whoever he's working with is able to take him to that next level, because he is certainly someone that is giving back and is passionate about giving back to his people. Because this is not about every single one person trying to change the whole world. It's about knowing who your people are and making the difference in that space. And I know for all of you listening and watching, you're my people. And it's people who have a passion for sport, but you're also growth driven. You want to be better. You know you can be better. And you know that there must be more than what you're currently experiencing. And I love to be able to share what I've learned along the journey to help you do exactly that. And if you know someone else who you know is that same sort of person and would definitely benefit from hearing these sort of messages, then please do share my podcast with them. Share a specific episode. Maybe if there's a Sharkies fan, this is the episode for them. Or maybe it's just someone who loves their sport, loves their footy, and you know they would benefit from hearing this message. Catch you on the next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.